friends and devoted supporters of Enki, Tales from the Past, as we find ourselves nearing the conclusion of Season 3, with just 6 episodes left to unfold, I'm compelled to extend my sincerest gratitude to each and every one of you. Your unwavering dedication to Enki and his companions' epic journey has truly been the lifeblood of this project. And a special nod of appreciation goes out to those of you who have acquired your own copy of the book, Enki, The Beginning,
available now on Amazon,
as your support has been instrumental in fueling this voluntary passion project. I am Mario Portella, the creative force behind the captivating narrative that has spanned over 80 episodes. Today, I'm thrilled to extend a personal invitation to you all to join me on an exhilarating, behind-the-scenes exploration of our audio drama project. Your enthusiasm and insights into this complex story of the Anunnaki have been a constant source of inspiration as I strive to do justice to Ancient Alien's tremendous body of research. Piecing together the mysteries of our ancient past is a tricky task, but knowing folks like you are along for the ride makes the challenges worthwhile. In this bonus episode, I've decided to offer a unique glimpse into the minds of our main protagonists. What if they had the opportunity to voice their own inquiries directly to the author? What if, through their questions, they unwittingly echoed the queries of our audience, shedding light on the entire creative process, project, and overarching concept thus far? Join me on this captivating bonus episode as we delve deeper into the heart of Enki and uncover the secrets that lie within.
This is Enki, Tales from the Past.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the podcast. I am Enki, and I do welcome this opportunity to ask a couple of important questions to the author. So, if I may, Mario, as my character has faced many difficult decisions and moral dilemmas throughout the story, I'm curious, what is your personal perspective on the ethics of genetic manipulation and the responsibility of those with advanced knowledge and power? How did your views shape my character's arc and choices?
This is a complex issue that I wanted to explore through Enki's character arc. Bringing life to the many theories of the ancient alien sect and Sumerian experts was not easy, and obviously my own vision took priority. This is fiction after all, right? On the ethics of genetics, I believe that those with advanced knowledge and capabilities have a moral imperative to use their gifts responsibly for the greater good. But the line between uplifting humanity versus playing God can become blurred. Through Enki's story, I hope to show the immense weight and consequences that come with wielding such power and the importance of empathy, foresight, and restraint. As a human myself and looking out to the modern days, I tried to envision what would have made us come to this point. Actually, Enki's compassion and ultimate faith in humanity's potential, even after setbacks, reflects my view that benevolent intent must be the driving force behind any use of transformative technologies, and any technologies really. Also, his conflicts with Enlil represent the eternal struggle between progress and control, with no easy answers.
A daunting task, I assume. On another note, the relationship between Inanna and myself is a complex and emotionally charged one, with the added complication of having to keep it a secret. Can you share your insights into how you approached writing this father-daughter dynamic, and what you hope to convey about the nature of love and family through our story?
Actually, Inanna is my pet protagonist, so to say, my favorite character with an evolution of its own. Regarding Enki and Inanna, their bond was also one of my favorite elements of the story to develop. I wanted to portray a connection that was incredibly deep and meaningful, transcending the typical Anunnaki ways, but also came with unique challenges and secrecy. The poignant beauty of their hidden world love reflects the universal feelings of any parent wishing to protect their child. But Inanna, being the embodiment of both races, adds rich layers to explore. Through their relationship, I aim to show how love, in its purest form, can bridge any divide and inspire us to fight for what matters. The political obstacles they face highlight how the world often misunderstands that which is special and different. Ultimately, the Enki-Inanna bond represents the theme that it is our personal connections which give us strength to persevere against all odds.
Right, I must say, Mario, it has been a truly fascinating experience to have my story brought to life through your audio drama series. The performances, sound design, and narrative structure you crafted have transported listeners into the very heart of our world and struggles. And that's not me just saying it out loud. It's the voice of most comments received throughout the social media. However, I recently became aware that you have also released a book version of our tale, a novel now available to readers on Amazon. As someone who has lived through these events firsthand, I'm deeply curious about the differences between these two mediums of storytelling. Can you share with me your creative process and the key distinctions in how you approached adapting my story for the written page compared to the audio format? Were there any scenes, character insights, or world-building details that you were able to explore more deeply in the book? And conversely, what storytelling tools unique to the audio drama did you employ to immerse listeners in our epic saga?
You raise an astute point about the differences between the audio drama episodes and the newly released book version of your story. When crafting the audio drama, I focused on harnessing the power of sound to convey the emotion, atmosphere, and pivotal moments of your journey. By employing a first-person perspective that alternates between characters from episode to episode, I aim to create a dynamic and intimate listening experience. The carefully designed soundscapes, from the ambient noises of ancient times to the ethereal tones of celestial realms, were intended to transport listeners directly into the heart of the action, as if they were standing alongside you and your fellow characters. In contrast, the book version allowed me to delve deeper into the lore, history, and inner lives of the characters. What began as a script of fewer than 70 pages for the first season of the podcast blossomed into a fully realized novel of over 300 pages. Again, the book encompasses only the first season. This expanded format provided the space to explore the rich backstories, motivations, and relationships that shaped your world. Through detailed descriptions, introspective passages, and additional scenes, the book offers a more comprehensive understanding of the complex tapestry of events and emotions that define your story. Readers can immerse themselves in the vivid landscapes of Earth, the intricate politics of the Anunnaki, and the profound personal struggles each character faces. The novel format allows for a more leisurely exploration of the themes, symbolism, and philosophical underpinnings that elevate your tale from a simple adventure to a profound meditation on the nature of power, love, and the human condition.
Available now on Amazon.
For a last question. Throughout the series, I've had to navigate tense political situations and conflicts with my brother Enlil and the Anunnaki leadership. As the author, how did you go about crafting these intricate power struggles? And what real-world inspirations or parallels, if any, did you draw from in depicting the machinations and motivations at play in our world?
The Enlil-Enki brotherly conflict and Anunnaki machinations were fascinating to write as a sort of Shakespearean space opera. I drew inspiration from mythic storytelling, as well as real history of feuding noble houses and royal intrigue. After all, according to my own series, are we not the result of the Anunnaki influence in the past? The push and pull over humanity's fate echoes colonialism, proxy wars, and meddling superpowers vying for dominion. Enlil's relentless scheming and belief in supremacy at all costs makes him a formidable antagonist, while Enki must cleverly navigate dangerous political currents to protect his vision. I loved writing the contrast between their leadership styles and philosophies. In many ways, the Anunnaki drama is a heightened mirror for our own flawed human nature. Through their clashes and councils, I wanted to explore timeless questions of ambition, jealousy, loyalty, and what it truly means to be a just ruler. Oh, and this even more evident if you read the book.
These were my questions, Mario, but be sure to be ready for the next bonus episode because Ninki has a nice set of questions as well. Thank you for this opportunity, and I'm sure the listeners are excited for what is to come. And if each of them gets their own copy of the book, I'm sure they will enjoy even more Enki tales from the past.
is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.